This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Tuesday. It's 7:42 in the morning, and it's time for the news.
Alice Report. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community. But in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank has impacted nearly 40,000 jobs by helping thousands of local businesses get loans through the Paycheck Protection Program.
Yeah.
That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, here's what's happening. I wanted to mention this real quick right off the bat because I know there are a lot of people interested in Black Friday and what's the other one? Cyber Monday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I feel like the whole year has been cyber.
Agreed.
And oh, boy.
We've been very cyber central.
Right, another jail break. Oh, how exciting.
Oh, hi, honey.
We have a little baby coming in.
Come here. Say hi.
Look, baby.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Mom. Mama. Mama!
You know what's so cute about Hulk Baby and Cameron? Neither one of them, their hair is just growing out of their top of their face. Like, they're just, there's no seeing their face unless there's some kind of a rubber band involved.
I just watched the door open with, and I couldn't see a person and knew that this was, yeah. I'm like, okay, that's a short person.
Mm. All right. Or Chris is on her hands and knees.
Crawling in, yeah.
Begging it's for possible, forgiveness for something likely. She's done, some transgression.
Anyway, it looks like we have safety scissors and we're trying to cut over here.
Oh, well, that's fun.
What I was going to say is that with Black Friday approaching, you're now starting to see, and Walmart is one of the companies that has put this out, they're going to, because we don't want crowds showing up all at once in one building, and they don't want that either, the yes. sales are going to be staggered.
Oh.
So you're going to see, oh, hi, Mom, help. Mama.
All right, and the handoff happens. Chris, right, get your face in there so we can see you.
The timing. Way to go, Edie. Anyway, so they're going to stagger the deals that will be available to you. So you'll see weeks in advance of Black Friday that one weekend it'll be electronics, another weekend it'll be house stuff or whatever.
Well, I got to go to all of them, and I got to bring all my friends.
Well,
and all your friends, too. We're doing this.
That may be your reaction. It may not help.
Right.
Stop the stampede, but that's their effort.
They're trying.
Is now to hopefully keep people from showing up all and at once.
Look, this upcoming retail season may be the thing that actually saves some places.
Right.
So they need it to go well. Like, mm-hmm. there are a mm-hmm. lot of big businesses that are just like, okay, well, you know, we don't think we can do next year. This might be it.
Right. Right. Here are some other things that we'll be doing differently. So Black Friday will be slightly different. Hopefully their efforts to stagger the sales and make people show up in, you know, in less of a stampede, hopefully
right.
that works. Reducing the number of people you invite over is likely as the holidays approach.
Yeah. Not
We're
going to
do
Christmas
Thanksgiving
parties.
With two people, my mom and my brother. And actually, I take that back, three people. Maka will be with us as well.
Right.
So both grandmas will be over. But that is, That's
but
the
you have plenty of family that could come, and it's not going to be able to happen.
No, it's not happening. We'll go to fewer parties and gatherings, mm-hmm. and that's probably going to bum a lot of people right. out. There's a lot of people who like the party season, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily someone that looks forward to that, you know, but I know a lot of people do.
I know you, so I'm familiar.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, look.
No, I mean, look, you know, the difference between, I always look at you and Hooman as opposite ends of the I want to go to a party spectrum.
Right.
Where Hooman wants to go to 5 parties a night, just, you know, a few minutes at each one, just get an Instagram picture in, show everyone how busy he is. And then there's you who's like, I'm going to be in this room with the lights off, in a
yeah,
sleeping
well,
bag,
I mean,
curled up. Like, I just want to, I don't want to go to the party.
Right. Well, look, there's a difference there that's pretty extreme. For example, mm-hmm. Hooman likes to see and be seen.
Yes. Yeah.
I, on the other hand, like to have 20 drinks with my friends and go absolutely crazy, which I can't do. So for me, going to a party and sitting around and watching people drink is not a party.
And
that
getting
is
progressively more out of their minds and thinking they're so funny. Oh, my
right.
God, drunk people.
So to
funniest.
Me, that's just plain boring. I don't want any part of it. So I'd rather, yes, I'd rather sit in a dark room by myself than watch everyone get wasted while I can't. You're right. You got me there. You know, this is interesting because I've heard a few different stories, and maybe they're Bay Area specific, where they've said, oh, people are going to plan to spend more on the holidays. And I'm thinking, in what world? Maybe only the tech world are people having enough money to spend more, because
right.
a lot of people lost their jobs or are working less than they want to be.
Right.
And the truth here is, and here it is, buying fewer gifts is a big part of this upcoming holiday season. Money's tight.
Yeah.
And most people will have to cut back on the number of gifts and the amount spent on them. Skipping church. A lot of people who
yes.
would normally go to church over the holidays won't be doing that.
Well, any excuse, you know.
They say here not putting up decorations, but I actually think that's going to be
I
the
agree.
Way we celebrate. That's certainly happened in my neighborhood
just
for
Halloween.
For Halloween.
Right.
And a couple of the houses right across the street and 2 houses down across the street, they've gone so all out that it's too much fun.
Right.
It's amazing. It's really cool.
That's nice. It is nice. And frankly, if that is the only way that you can really celebrate with other people, I disagree with that story. I think
yeah.
you're right.
And let's see. 6 ways we'll be doing, or ways we'll be doing things differently because of the pandemic. Driving to our destination instead of flying is on the
yeah.
list. And only about 1/4 of people said, I'm not changing anything I do.
Oh.
I'm doing what I do.
Well, that's my mom. Yeah.
Right.
And everyone she knows in Florida.
This story's sort of off the deep end, but I thought, okay, in the end, they sort of come up with a reason for it. I don't necessarily believe it. I think your taste in music comes from some of the stuff you've heard, but also, I don't know, I was attracted to danger and liked punk rock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was, like, to me, I was scared of it and also drawn to it. So
I think your friends are such a huge influence in that, and kind of what's big at the time, like, you know, what's sort of tearing through your high school. And yeah, there are so many different ways. And then later in life, like, you hear something else and that takes you down a whole nother road. I don't know. Are they really pointing to, like, the exact things that
they're going to point
you?
To something here in a second. But
okay.
I would say my thing also, skateboarding was very much tied to punk rock. The two almost went, you know, together they did go together in a weird way. And I was a skateboarder, so that's also the connection. But this study says a baby develops a love for either faster music or slower music based on their parents' height.
Oh.
So you go, what the hell? Who came up with this study? Shorter parents tend to have babies who like faster music. Taller parents tend to have babies who like slower jams.
Taller people do lumber around, you know.
They say it's about the pace with which you step.
Oh.
Ah.
So a shorter parent takes quicker steps, and while you're carrying the baby, they're getting
that beat. That is hilarious.
And taller parents take longer strides, slower strides. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you'll like that yacht rock.
Yeah. Get a little Toto. Get a little Toto going.
Toto.
Or Foreigner or any other yacht rock. Is Foreigner yacht rock?
It did cross into yacht rock territory toward the end. There's some early Foreigners, definitely rock music, but.
There you go.
It almost made it to Toto. It didn't.
Your taller parents did this to you. Sorry. Sorry about it.
Sorry about it. Yeah.
Who sings that? I can't even think of what I was thinking of a second ago, but it was total yacht rock, and I think it's Foreigner.
Oh, is it, I want to know what love
that
is
exactly it. Is that Foreigner?
Yeah, horrible Foreigner, song. Yeah.
That
yeah.
is awful.
Now, their first couple records, though, are great.
Great? You know?
Yeah, Double Vision, Cold as Ice. Come on, man. Blue Monday.
Blue Monday.
Yeah, so
is
good.
A song by New Order.
Blue Morning.
Okay.
Blue Morning, Blue Day.
I don't know, but it's
I think
Blue
it's
Monday
Blue Morning.
New Order.
Yeah. Sorry.
We found out the hard way that there is an underground for animals. And by that, I mean, in this case, they're not talking about eating them. But, you know, that whole bat thing where we got this pandemic from.
Right. There's the wet market. I never had heard the term wet market before, although I have. I didn't know, but I have been to the places with buckets of turtles and buckets of fish. And
I haven't. I can't. But I do trip out that we haven't really seen. I'm assuming there's been a crackdown on this underground farming of bats and other exotic animals. I'm assuming that's the case.
Like,
but I haven't heard any stories where they say, we've eradicated that problem. We won't see another pandemic surge out of the eating of these exotics, but here's a market right here in America that's worth over $1 million to the people who've been up to this. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wrapped up a 19-month investigation into a $1 million flying squirrel trafficking ring.
What are people doing with flying squirrels?
There are seven guys in a rural part of Florida who were trapping flying squirrels, which is illegal because they're a protected species in the state. They would sell them to dealers in Florida and Georgia who would find buyers in South Korea and claim the squirrels were legally raised. It's okay. You can buy these. We raise them ourselves.
We
but they're
them
not.
And
That's not
them.
The case.
No, they're trapping them.
The buyers from South Korea would fly to Florida, then drive the squirrels to Chicago before they flew them home. Okay. You're telling me someone who believes they're buying these things legally decides to fly to Chicago or drive to Chicago from Florida and then fly them out? That seems like they knew they were shady.
What are they doing with them? That's
that
what
I don't know.
Know.
I don't
are
know
they
if
eating
this is
them. Do they have like flying squirrel competitions where they're sailing them off of hills? Like,
I can't
what
say what they're doing with the flying squirrels, but these guys caught about 36,000 flying squirrels in 3 years at a retail value of $1 million. They're millionaires, everybody. So far, seven guys have been arrested in this 19-month investigation, and they expect more arrests to come. Flying squirrels.
It looks
Who
like
knew?
They use them as pets.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Are they more in adorable than regular squirrel? You can just get a regular squirrel?
They are adorable, that's for sure.
You love squirrels. You have. How's Sandy doing?
Shirley.
Shirley
seems to be gone. There's just a bunch of rampant, like the place is rampant with squirrels now. Like they've stopped being cute a while ago.
Oh,
no one's fed them in 6 months, and they're just they're hungry, and they're eating things. And let me see a picture of a flying squirrel. Is it like so much cuter? Does it have like big flaps of skin?
You see that?
Oh my god, it's so cute.
Big old eyes.
Is it? Yeah. Is that a baby one? Because it's.
I don't know. It's
like
it's
the eyeball is.
Let's see what else I can find.
Bigger than its
big
ears.
Eyes.
Like it's
very
so.
When it flies, kind of bat-like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, that's
like
really neat.
Those eyes are humongous. Oh,
that's
my God.
That's why they call those things squirrel suits, right? The guy, the things the guys wear where they fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That is...
super cute.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wrong one.
Oh, that's the ring. Oh,
back to the ring.
That's less cute.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys wrote us today. I wish there was a live feed. Would love to see the family when they pop in. Yeah, that was not planned, and you don't need to see that. She's walking around with plastic scissors and a piece of paper. And...
No, you do need to see. It's adorable. I just, like, all thoughts fly out of my mind, and I sit and stare at her. Isn't there some talk about a live feed? I feel like that's cycled
there was,
through a few times,
And they were messing with the TriCaster for a minute. I'm not sure where that is right now.
What's a TriCaster?
Maybe all these announcements will come on Thursday when we have an all-staff meeting.
Yes, we're going to have a big all-staff meeting. Oh, my God, I can't wait.
I can't wait.
Woo!
A lot of people wrote in, and so I'll just sort of, for this moment, because I'm running out of time, Chris Pratt, apparently, they say, is not a good person in real life.
Oh.
Oh, what's wrong with him?
He's a church guy, and he has very strong
opinions. Aren't they supposed
to
be the nicest people?
No, well,
aren't
apparently
church people
he's not
supposed
the most
to be real charitable and
person.
Oh, ooh, wow. Didn't he marry? Is he the guy who married a Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're a pretty progressive family.
I don't really want to read this because I don't know if it's true, but texters are writing that, you know, among other things, he's a Trump supporter. But that's, you're allowed to do that. I'm bothered by
and
people who
can't
accept someone. Right. But then they say some other things, and it seems almost slanderous. So
yeah, well, I mean,
I don't know that about
him. I don't know that about him either. Right. And I
like
choose
him for his
to,
movies.
Yeah,
I just like that.
Hate the art. No, hate the art is not the art.
And anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.